Which gets us to, by the way, the campaign ad that Kamala Harris also has out today. And it is where Julia Roberts, it's Julia Roberts, is she the voiceover on that?
Yeah.
It's the vote but don't tell your husband commercial. It's where you see the polling place and there are people in there. And the first guy you see is a fellow with a hat on. It doesn't identify that hat as Republican or MAGA, but it's just a guy with a hat. It's got, I think, an eagle on there or some All-American logo. And he says, it's your turn, honey. And he looks with a smile at his pretty wife. And then Julia Roberts says, the one place in America where women can still have the right to choose, where women still have the right to choose. I'm sorry. It says, the one place in America where women still have the right to choose. You can vote any way you want, and no one will ever know. And then we see her mark in her ballot for Kamala Harris. She then comes out of that little cube that you vote in, and then her husband comes up to her again and says, did you make the right choice? And she says, sure did, honey. And then she kind of winks at her girlfriend there because they seem to know the game they're playing. Vote for Kamala, but lie to your husband about it. And then Julia Roberts says, remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth. And I don't know how many husbands and wives lie to each other about who they're going to vote for, or if that sort of pressure exists to the degree that you need to be reminded that you can vote for whoever you want, and then you don't have to tell your husband or wife about it. I'm aware of some couples that split the ticket, not personally, but you used to see that phenomenon once in a while. Kellyanne Conway split the vote with her husband, and Pete, what was the other couple that always on TV? Yeah, Molly Matlin and James Carville. We don't seem to have that many high-profile couples splitting the ticket now. And I don't know if there's some in your neighborhood. But if you are a couple like that, maybe you've agreed not to talk about it. Good luck to you on that. If you do talk about it, I wonder if you're trying to persuade the other person. You'd think that that would fail. And if you do, how does it not just get to be so antagonistic that it's going to wreck the marriage? So then maybe you don't talk about it. But there's also a movement afoot that suggests that, a notion, if you will, that that is what Christian families do, that we are a unit, we're a Christian unit, and we vote together as a family. And that one's new to me as well. I've never put it in those terms for myself. I don't know that my wife has. I don't know that my siblings or parents did. That's a new idea to my family. Now that I think about it, though, I'm pretty sure I've got a niece and her husband are splitting their ticket. And that's been a sore spot.
It was an Archie Bunker, All in the Family, where they went to vote. It turns out Archie wasn't registered, so he tried to tell Edith who she should vote for because she was registered.
Wow.
And then she goes and votes for whoever she wants.
Did they mention the candidates by name?
I don't think so. It might have been a local election in the plot of the show.
I wonder what you think of that ad. I wonder what, are you all running into that out there? 312-981-7200. Do you split your ticket with your spouse? And do you talk about it? And do you try and persuade them? And somebody on Fox News said, well, that's the equivalent of cheating on me. That's being, what's the word? Here's one, I don't know if this is an influencer. It's got a blue check mark by it on Twitter, but that just doesn't mean much anymore. But Dale Partridge, I don't know if he's one of the Partridge family members or not, said, in a Christian marriage, a wife should vote according to her husband's direction. This sounds like the guy that wanted to be the president of the Chicago School Board, who felt that it's injurious to men when women seek work. Imagine that. In a Christian marriage, a wife should vote according to her husband's direction. He is the head, and they are the one, Unity extends to politics. And then, because you want to get hits, he then posted, this is not controversial. Really? Do you know what that word means? In a Christian marriage, a wife should vote according to her husband's direction. He is the head and they are one. This is not controversial. I didn't realize that. All our phone lines are ringing. I wonder why. Maggie, you go first. You're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Hi, John. I'm so glad you're bringing this up today. I live in one of those households. My husband has fallen into the, what I call the Fox cult. And it's, we try not to talk about it, but when we do, it's rough. It's hard. And I feel like he's not the person I thought he was. Sorry. It's just, I try to hear on local news when he's in the room so he could see what the real world is like, but it's hard.
How long have you been married?
42 years now. I know.
But previous elections.
And I voted both Democrat and Republican, and I will never vote Republican again, ever.
Well, it's. I will vote Republican again when the Republican Party comes back. But
yeah.
I don't know what I don't know what's going on now. And what was voting in previous elections for you and your husband as divisive as it is this year?
Well, prior to Trump, no.
Yeah. But you
and I don't understand. I don't understand any of it.
Okay. Maggie, good luck to you, both of you. I don't know if it's any consolation, but for all of us, come Wednesday, at least we'll kind of know where we stand. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, John.
John, my husband and I walk into the polling place every time, hand in hand, and we split the ticket. But happily for the honor to do so, we walk out holding hands as well. You know, I was reminded on one text that's also come in that if you, like the ad says, you don't have to tell your husband who you voted for, or when he says, did you do the right thing, honey? First of all, say, don't call me honey. And number two, you don't have to lie to him. It's you could tell him it's none of his business, too. John, I don't know if it's lying about who you're voting for. It's not telling who you voted for. Who's next, producer Pete? Let's talk to Janet. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Janet.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. Talk to me. What's on your mind?
So I had a conversation with a young man who has told me his mother's going to vote a way that he doesn't want her to vote. And since she's considered handicapped because she has an illness, he's going to go in the voting booth with her and make sure she votes the right way.
Wow.
And I looked at him and I said, I'm sorry, I don't think that's legal. And he said, yeah, if she's considered handicapped, I can go in the voting booth with her and help her vote. I was astounded. And I'd like to hear from your professionals out there, is that legal?
I wonder if instead of her husband helping her, you know, manipulate the screen or the little boxes.
No, it's her son. It's her son.
Okay, but I'm just wondering if another adult could help her rather than somebody
well,
in the family
adult.
Who's. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Get somebody else in there who's not going to influence her vote.
Right. No, he's just wanting to make sure that she votes the right way no matter what.
Wow.
And, wow. I was, for one, I don't ever talk politics with this family because I know that they're completely different from me. Well, it appears that the mom isn't.
And it's hard for her to express that in the ballot booth. Okay, Janet, thank you for the phone call. I'll tell you what, this is new to me. Hello, John Williams. My husband and I have split voting. We try not to talk about politics, but it is tough. I've heard some stories of women not being able to voice who they would vote for. Hey, John Williams, this is so real. Spend any time in Georgia, Texas, etc. Women vote how their husbands want them to. I used to be one of them. Hey, John Williams, you're not a woman raised in the South. None of this is news to us. Ballots are secret on purpose. Hello, John. My husband at the time had very strict views on politics and religion, and I had to abide by them. He is now my ex-husband. John, my husband is Christian. We respect each other's different opinions. After we described that commercial on the radio today that the Kamala Harris campaign is running now, where the husband, after he votes, looks at his wife and says, "Your turn, honey." And then the voiceover says, "The one place in America where women still have the right to choose. You can vote any way you want, and no one will ever know." And then after she votes for Kamala, the husband comes up again. "Did you make the right choice?" She says, "Sure did, honey." The voiceover says, and it's Julia Roberts' voice, "Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth." The idea being you do not have to tell your spouse who you voted for. Then Maggie called. Maggie, you go first. You're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Hi, John. I'm so glad you're bringing this up today. I live in one of those households. My husband has fallen into the, what I call the Fox cult, and it's, we try not to talk about it, but when we do, it's rough. It's hard. And I feel like he's not the person I thought he was. Sorry. It's just, I try to hear on local news when he's in the room so he could see what the real world is like, but it's hard.
How long have you been married?
40... 2 years now. I know.
And but previous elections,
and I voted both Democrat and Republican, and I will never vote Republican again, ever.
Well, it's. I will vote Republican again when the Republican Party comes back. But
yeah.
I don't know what I don't know what's going on now. And what was voting in previous elections for you and your husband as divisive as it is this year?
Well, prior to Trump, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand any of it.
Maggie, good luck to you, both of you. I don't know if it's any consolation, but for all of us, come Wednesday, at least we'll kind of know where we stand. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, John.
After that, 260 texted in and said, "My heart truly goes out to the Maggie caller. I feel so bad for her." 847 said, "You just spoke to Maggie. She hit the nail on the head. All this polarization as a result of Trump and what's happening out there." 630 said, "John, this isn't the 1950s, and it's an insult to believe that women don't choose who they want to vote for." 224 says, "My husband is the head of our household, and he decides who we vote for." Those are consecutive text messages. "My husband is the head of our household, and he decides who we vote for." 630 said, "John, my wife and I are on the same page politically, but if I dared to tell her who to vote for, I'd be single in a hurry." Another listener said, "My mother passed away 5 years ago at the age of 93, and she could have done the Julia Roberts commercial her entire married life. My dad would tell her for whom to vote, and then she would vote for whom she wanted." 773 said, "To the people that are saying voting intimidation doesn't exist, they're turning a blind eye to the truth." 847 says, "Married 38 years, used to vote the same until Trump. I won't vote for him. My husband's just a firm Republican no matter what or who. He thinks the economy is best under Republicans. And I think that's odd because his 401k is higher now than it's ever been." One more, 773. "I've been with my wife for 30 years. If she were that easy manipulated for me to tell her who to vote for, I wouldn't have married her." I don't believe that couple is married in that commercial. I mean, she, she's such a sympathetic character. I mean, likable. And he is not. And so when they get in that car and she now in the commercial, you wonder if she's driving home and she's hoodwinked him into thinking that she voted for the person he wants her to vote for. I don't envy her for that marriage. Katie, thanks for calling in. You're on WGN Radio. What can I do for you?
Hi, John. My husband is voting for Trump this year. I am not. However, I have three married daughters who cannot have a conversation with my husband regarding this election. They are just so disgusted that he is voting for Trump that it's like, please don't talk about it. You're just going to start a fight.
I was with some friends last night, and one of them was going to get together with her parents, and they decided they're just going to cancel the visit because it'll just be too much of an uproar. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's ugly. And he sits at night and watches Fox, and I just watch these commentators get people whipped into a lather over false things. And it's like, how can you listen to this? And I go downstairs and watch TV, and he stays up and watches his TV.
Well, Brenda and I do that plenty of times, too. But my advice to everybody would be to just turn off those news channels. And by the way, this radio station is owned by a company that is working hard on a news channel. It's called News Nation, and I think they do a really good job. And it's perilous trying to be down the middle. But I would tell the people that have MSNBC on and they're getting whipped, or Fox News on, it's not healthy all the time. Turn the TV off. No. Watch Gilligan's Island, for crying out loud.
Have a good weekend, John.
You too, Kate. Thanks for the call. I think Donna's next. You're on WGN. Donna, what do you want to say?
Almost exactly what the previous caller said. But it's not easy telling him to turn the TV. He sits and watches the TV most of the day. He's a very intelligent person, but when we go somewhere in a car, I'll know he's in a bad mood because he'll switch to the radio to Fox.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have to put earphones on and turn my Walkman off. He did lose a daughter because of last election, because he wanted her to. He couldn't see how she wasn't going to vote for Trump, and I know too. And it's just next Monday. We celebrate our 56th wedding anniversary. And if it had been like this all these other years, I certainly wouldn't still be with him now. It's very, very sad. He sits in one room with Fox. I go to my bedroom and listen to WGN.
Well, I'm glad we can be your friend and comfort here. I'm sorry about that, Donna.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Election day is Tuesday. And as I said to Maggie, at least then we'll know where we stand.